good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home.
Yeah, the wedding singer doing some good work there. The wedding singer. Yeah, nice. 18 minutes after 8, 7.9 degrees, 16 out top today. Ashley Judd, the actress in the US, walked through security at the airport and was told by the security guard, "That's a lovely dress you're wearing, sweetheart." Is that offensive?
Here's a bit of Ash.
This is the kind of thing to me that happens, which I categorize as everyday sexism. And it's so easy to let it go, not to speak up, particularly when it's so easy for someone to push back and say, "Oh, I was just being polite," or something like that. So I was coming through security and a guy said, "Hey, sweetheart," and I said, "I'm not your sweetheart, I am your..."
There you go.
See, in my view, that is just being polite.
Well, depends on how it's said. You know, like, it depends on any words. It's, well, the way it was actually said.
We just heard the way he said it. She told us. John, what do you think?
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, mate.
Look, mate, we're heading as the depths of despair on this end of the radio, mate. I mean, fair dinkum, I had to stop and vomit when I heard. I'm not joking. I'm not joking, Baz.
Mm.
And I vomited. And I thought, you stupid woman. I mean, how low are we going in this on this planet where, you know, these sorts of stories are coming out every day? Thank you to that woman, Baz. I saved $15,000 the other week.
How do you mean?
Well, my mates all went to America, and I said, "Hey, see you later, mate. I'm not going there. I'll spend my money in Australia."
All right, mate.
It's absolutely rubbish.
Righto.
All right, John. Strong views.
Do you understand the $15,000 reference?
Yeah, he didn't spend his money because he didn't want to go to America where those views exist or permeate.
Okay.
Narelle, let's get the female point of view. Hi, Narelle.
Hello. I agree with John, but I'm probably quite not so passionate, as in it made me feel sick. But yeah, seriously, it's a compliment. It's a language. It's a lingo. It's, you know, these probably security people are doing 12-hour shifts, starting at 3 in the morning. They're offering customer service. I mean, yeah, I think it's just gone chaotic.
Not offended.
Ridiculous.
Not offended.
No, and you know what?
Yep.
Maybe she'd be happy with a robot.
Mm. Well, that's quite right. Hello, Susan.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Are you offended?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, how precious. Get over it. I actually rang because, like, the other day, I won't tell you where I work, but I'm standing there, I'm helping a customer, and all of a sudden leans over, gives me a kiss and says, "Thank you, sweetheart," goes, plants a kiss on me cheek.
Really?
And I went, oh, that's, yeah, it was just lovely.
How old was he though, Susan?
Sorry?
How old was he?
Probably 60.
Yeah, because if I did it, would that...
A little bit.
Yeah, but if I did it, would you take... You know, that might be different if somebody in their 40s.
No.
Really?
If you did it would be like, "No worries, babe. Yeah, have a lovely day.
No,
see
right,
you later."
What happens,
Where do you work, Susan? I'll come over.
Well, yeah, what happens if I wolf whistle at you?
Oh, go for it. That's a compliment, isn't it?
Okay, all right. So Susan's pretty open to it all. Hello, Diane.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Are you offended?
No, not at all. I like the views of everyone that's just been talking. I work at quite a few centres around in gyms, and I can't remember a lot of people's names. And I'll often go, "Yeah, love, mate." And if they get offended at me, you know, I think this whatever Ashley Judd just wants to get him fired. And if that was the case for me, I'd be fired 20 years ago.
Mm, yeah.
So,
okay, Diane, good on you. I hope your throat gets better. Hello, Caroline.
Very sweet.
Hi, Milty. Well, I'd be getting into trouble every day because I've got a bad habit of calling everyone love.
Really?
And one time years ago, I was with a photocopying machine and a lady came in, I don't know who she was, to ask how long I would be. I said, "Oh, not long, love." I said, "Just one more." She said, "Oh, I'd rather you didn't call me, prefer you didn't call me love." I said, "Well, I could have called you worse."
That's quite true. I said, "Darl," I said, "love." I said, what was that one
pet.
From?
Pet.
Yeah. I said, pet.
Hello, Helen.
Hi, everyone. If I thought it was a compliment, I'd say thank you very much.
Right.
But if I thought he was just being cheeky, I'd say, "I'm fine, ducky."
So you dish it back to him.
Right, back a little bit. Well, that's
fun.
A fair point, you know. Yeah, I mean, why does Ashley, if she's taken it in a negative way, why does she have to take it?
But this is
say something back. Don't call me that, mate.
This is what confuses people, though, particularly men who are trying to be
complimentary
and open to an equal opportunity for women, right?
Mm.
And so they don't want to put their foot into it by actually getting themselves into this situation.
Yeah.
So often, rather than be nice,
they say nothing
and offer a compliment, they don't. Even offering to open the door.
Yeah.
can be seen as being sexist.
If I went to open the door, which I do, or let people out of the lift through, and a female said to me, "How dare you? I'm offended by that," I'd say, "Go and jump in the river, love." I'm in a fair dinkum, you would. Here's Bing Crosby. We've been chasing Bing because he's got the relevant song. Let's get him on.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love.
So if I go out, I'm going out for lunch today at the Crown. If I actually, I'm going to try that. I'm going to walk up to the waitress and I'm going to start singing like Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
And see what reaction I get.
Bing would have been out of business. I mean, Bing wouldn't have been able to sing this song if Ashley Judd was ruling the world.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Ah, beautiful Bing.